Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To quote the Beastie Boys, I wear a hat, not a visor. I drink Budweiser. And the reason I'm being silly-ish, we have Matt Pfizer from the Boston Globe. He's going to be joining us in studio today. I don't have time to do an interview after the show or before the show. And we've got Al Jazeera flying into town to interview me. I'm on Alan Combs' radio show. All that said, because I'm so afraid to be interviewed with that whole stunt ABC this week pulled that is still in newspapers every day. It's just, Alex Jones won't defend himself on Jade Helm, the coward. And now one of the Fox News, the Five guys, says, no, we're not going to have you on via tweets. In fact, I've got Joe Biggs printing them off right now. He's going to come in and talk about it because Joe's been tweeting back and forth with him. Staff reporter Joe Biggs, and former staff sergeant Joe Biggs. Now this particular Fox News 5 host wants to meet me at the corner of some street in New York City for a fist fight. You know, that was a joke about us getting in the ring, dumbass. But if you really want to, that's fine. But I do it legally and lawfully wherever they allow bare knuckles boxing. Okay, we can like fly to some third world country and have pay-per-view. I think we probably make about $10 million a piece, but you're too stupid to want to actually do that. You want to dance to the puppeteer's orders there at Fox News and make crap up. And I don't mean to diverse and to diverge off into side issues, and I apologize. But Matt Pfizer will be in studio. First, he said, oh, my editors won't let me interview you live. And I said, fine, we can't do it. So now he should get here in a few minutes. We'll see if that happens. And then they can interview me about imaginary Jade Helm, according to them, coming up. And like I told ABC News, Fox News, everybody, I stand ready anytime live. They've got scores of satellite uplinks downtown Austin. I am 110% ready to face you anytime, anywhere, any place. Live. L-I-V-E. L-I-V-E. Now, at this point, I'm just going to open my veins politically. You want to come tape stuff, go ahead too, but here's the proviso. And I was going to do this when I did a tape with them, but then they wouldn't respond. I'm going to tape it like I did once with CNN about 5 years ago when they didn't air it for Anderson Cooper. And I'm going to have a crew member there with a camera videotaping what I had to say. The CNN wouldn't let us jack in and record their questions, but we're going to have what I said. So when you don't air it or you edited it, we'll at least have that. And that's how this works. We are not going to let you play your sneaky underhanded tricks anymore, you backbiting crew of scallywags. That's just how this works. We're done with you. We know you're not media. You're propagandist. And we are not backing down. We are not standing down. We are not going away. Now, weeks ago, we're having such victories against Monsanto, I had Nico start working on a...
Hey, Alex, I hate to interrupt. I just got a text from him. He said, Mr. Pfizer said, another editor was leery of this interview to go on the air, so he's backing out.
Now they'll say I backed out, though.
Yeah, now he's backed out.
Can we show the text without showing your phone number?
Yeah, I'll show you the text right here.
But listen, this is what I've told David Knight, and I've told you, and I'm telling myself now. So when I'm lecturing you, you're not bad. I'm telling myself this. We're going to shut down if we keep responding to all these reporters. I mean, hundreds of articles a day, dozens of requests a day. I'm so busy, I can't even, you know, do really important stuff. Like, you know, have a phone call with Michael Savage. So we need to only go with the big interviews, because we have to do this dance with all these reporters and all their little neurotic, you know, OCD editors BS. So I just said they probably wouldn't show up. That's good. We're done. So I don't have time to talk to him now. We've already talked to him last night, this morning, gone through all these gesticulations. I told him I'd do a phone interview with him today when I'm in traffic driving home to pick my kids up. But that's it. We're done talking to him. Okay, they want to have a stand-up fight. We'll have it. But we're not going to play patty cake with these reporters. We'll be back.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's 11 a.m. We're here, my friends, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Don't forget the Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time as well. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Broadcasting worldwide. And this transmission is where the bullet hits the bone. When the bullet hits the bone. That's part of the song right here.
I'm falling down a spiral, destination unknown. Double-cross messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get through. Where are you? Well, the night is heavy on a guilty mind.
When the hit man comes, he knows damn well he's been cheated. Thank you so much for joining us as we step into the reality zone, which is much stranger than fiction. The cliche rings true because it is true. Things are mounting right now in a big, big, big way. Because the public is investigating, the military is leaking vital information to the Republic. There is a battle for the future of this country and the world right now. If you go to Infowars.com, you can see the Red Link story. Video, Marines practice subduing citizens inside internment camp. It's linked on DrudgeReport.com on the right-hand side. Under the headline, Texas landowners paid to give up property for troop training. But the Pentagon lied and said that it was volunteered beforehand. How asinine. Defiant rancher refuses to surrender home to the military. It continues, Marines practice subduing citizens inside internment camp. Here's another headline. Rogue military drone lands in man's backyard. Yes, my friends, we are not in Kansas anymore, as they say. And the other news just gets even more insane. It's hard to believe now that it's like a year ago that Jakari Jackson, Adan Salazar, and others went down to talk to our Border Patrol ICE connections, and boom. There it was, the video, the Border Patrol loading the illegals on the buses, giving them vouchers and busing them into the U.S. It took the New York Times 5 weeks to put in a story that indeed that was true. We got no credit for it. I mean, that's just a sensational story. Then the Border Patrol came out on Fox News and said, yes, we complete the smuggling process, close quote, the deputy head of the union. Quote, we complete the smuggling process. In fact, just search Border Patrol agent. We complete the smuggling process. We ought to cue that video up. Now, there is video, and WorldNet Daily has a story, DHS caught busing in Somalis from Mexican border, directly from the main hotbed of ISIS recruiting in North Africa. You cannot make that up. You cannot. The U.S. is bringing in 100,000 Muslims every year through legal channels, such as the United Nations Refugee Program, but now there's a whole other secret program. And how do they bring all the illegals into England? Remember that secret program Tony Blair was involved in? I remember covering the secret program when it was coming out in the late 90s. People said, oh, there's not a secret program. He apologized for it 2 weeks ago. Because he's hated for it. So let me explain something. They're bringing in people from known terrorist hotbeds. But the Marines are training to take on the American people. And if I was allowed to get on controlled corporate brainwashing media, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, Fox, if I was on the five, I would just quote Eisenhower. We must guard in the councils of government against the unwarranted influence of the military-industrial complex, whether sought or unsought. He goes into the danger exist and will persist of a technological takeover by the elite. You have to read the whole quote. In fact, we've done this before, but I really want to just get it where we go into the whole speech. It's on PBS Online. It's on YouTube. And it's a 21-minute speech, but I want to get the whole part about the technological elite taking over and then how they control the military-industrial complex, because no one seems to know the first part. That's the most important part. In fact, if you pull up the text of Eisenhower's farewell address on screen, I can just read it word for word for people. Because, I mean, no wonder they can't debate me but say I'm a coward on Fox to go on shows and then they're not having me on, or I won't go on ABC. And again, it's not about me. It's about their Decepticons, people. They are liars. Who believes I wouldn't want to go on those shows? It's just flabbergasting me. And we're now 4 days after it became a national news story that I'm chicken. And I've gotten, Nico, have we gotten any calls or emails today since I asked yesterday from ABC to have me on this Sunday? When
negative.
Negative. And they may just say I didn't show up next week again. I mean, why not? MSNBC says that I influenced the Boston Bombers. Then show no proof. How about I ran the Holocaust? How about I crucified Christ? How about I blew up the Lusitania? Not a German U-boat. Not a wolf pack. They found the Eisenhower speech. Do me a favor. Control F, technological. Now, there's a quote. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. Yeah, but now control F, technological, or elite, and then you'll get the part about the takeover. Yeah, there you go. And if technological's in there a bunch, you just keep hitting enter on the F and it'll search to the point. There it is. Yet in holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that the public policy could itself become the captive of a technological elite. And then he goes on to how it's the task of statesmen to not allow elites to use super technology to brainwash and dumb down the public or to game the economy. And everything we see today, a high-quality steak 6-7 years ago was $25 in a decent steakhouse. It was $45 2-3 years ago. It was $60 6 months ago. The exact same steak at the exact same steakhouse that I've been going to for 10 years was $89 last night. And, you know, I had the money to buy it, but I'd give that to charity or something for it. It was obnoxious. So I got a hamburger. And I was sitting there talking to my friend who I was out with, a couple of friends, and they said, man, we ought to get in the cattle business. And I said, no. Cattle business is going bankrupt right now at record levels. My family's in the cattle business. It's all actuaried and gamed out by three major packing companies that use the FDA in the last 20 years to shut down all the small packers. So they have a monopoly at the buying now to buy the beef at record low prices and then sell it to you at record high prices. And then you add inflation in as well, and a $25 steak in 5-6 years is $89. $89. That's the technocracy. That's AI. That's computers gaming everything. That's a screw job, and that's what it's doing to productivity. This stuff could send us to the stars. They've already had in the 50s plans, and they've tested them in computer systems with space elevators. We could already have space elevators. Do you know what you could do with a space elevator? I mean, they could build a city in space in a year. They could have huge space bases built in Earth orbit and be launching them. But no. We're going to use technology to screw ranchers over. What a wonderful elite we have. What a fabulous group we have. And then, meanwhile, I've got to have hundreds of reporters calling us every week wanting to do fake interviews. By fake, it's like I'm a prop, like they talk to me. They won't actually quote me. Or they'll take something out of context. They just want to make their readers think they talk to us. And then other reporters call me back and they go, well, I did a fair interview and they won't let me publish it now. Exactly. So I'll only do live TV or live radio. I will not sit here and play games anymore. That way I can have the Boston Globe reporter in here. You'll hear the real interview. They can write their imaginary piece. We can compare them. That's why the editors won't put their people in here. Now, when we come back, the bombshell information, just everyday new documentation, video after video, Marines training to put Americans in camps. We have the footage. It's bombshell. It's on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com. It's a war between reality and fraud.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we played the clip yesterday. Marco Rubio says that there's no NSA spying, period, in America, even though it's all admitted. And there's also, again, not a sun in the sky at high noon. And Eric Bolling has been tweeting at InfoWars, basically saying he wants to meet me in a parking lot and fight, and that I'm full of it, and that our latest article, Marines Practice Subduing Citizens Inside Internment Camp, he's like, no, it's subduing terrorists. Yes, under your definition, Eric, it's true. Tea Party, gun owners, veterans, Christians. Do you understand, Bolling, your viewers can go read Forbes, AP, and hundreds of other publications where they admit they're training the Marines and the Army and the Air Force MPs to take on gun owners. Do you understand that? Stop misrepresenting that we're against the military. We are against them being given illegal orders. And Joe Biggs is going to come in and talk about this in a moment, because we've been challenging him. Hey, have me on. I'm scared to come on shows. Have me on the five. I'm ready right now via satellite. Or if you announce I'm coming on, I'll jump on an airplane tonight. I'll be in your studio tomorrow. I mean, I've been on The View. I've been on Good Morning America, 2020, Nightline, CBC, BBC, live taped, Japanese TV, Russian TV, Scottish TV, Brazilian TV. I mean, to say I'm scared, like they keep saying, on Fox, that I won't come on the show when you haven't asked us, is dishonest crap. And it's not that I'm mad that you're trying to say I'm a coward. I'm mad that you're liars. So, this week better have me on. See, they don't really want ratings. You know they get more ratings. They just pulled a stunt to act like they tried to have me on. Everybody's like, why don't you have him on? So they got to act like I won't come on. See, this is their whole culture. Meanwhile, InfoWars.com, alarming video footage from U.S. Marines training drill, which took place in Arizona last month, shows armed troops chasing down unruly citizens inside a mock internment camp while role players chant for food and water. Now, before we get to that, let's play from a month ago, right around the same time in California next door, the Army National Guard training to take on sovereign citizens. And when the sovereign citizen says, I have rights, I'm a sovereign citizen, that's when they attack with their batons. So let's play that clip, then we'll play the new clip. But if you're a radio listener, you got to see this footage, InfoWars.com/show. We're streaming it live. But let's go to the previous clip. Here it is.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys. Stop. I refuse to recognize you.
Okay. Now let's go to, and we've got other troops saying it, and we've got police saying, what's the armored vehicle for? It's for the patriots. It's for the veterans. It's for the constitutionalists. Should I play all those again and show you 25 articles? I got a whole stack of mainstream news right here. I had them reprint them for when the media guy came in. The Boston Globe, where I was like, here's dozens of mainstream articles admitting they're training to fight the American people and gun owners. Here. This is for the Boston Globe. But see, their editors don't want me to show you the man behind the curtain. They don't want me to go, here's the proof, jackass. Here it is right here. They want to just go, liar, hates the military, racist, Boston bomber. I mean, you know, it just doesn't work anymore. There's a massive gear up for martial law, and they won't call it martial law. They'll call it civil. Oh, yeah. Let's hear this guy in Indiana, the sheriff's department. Let's hear him one more time talk about who this is for. Then we'll get to the new video and audio that the Marines basically shot themselves and have released. This is not even hidden. They're training for it, but then saying they're not. Let's go to the clip from Indiana.
We didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career.
Not true.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
Okay, can we cue up the Spokane SWAT team commander, Washington, saying it's for the constitutionalists who have guns? Can we just keep doing this for everybody? While Fox News sits there and says, none of this is happening. No, none of it. Alex and Joe.
Somebody is directing fire toward a team that tries to get in. They safely can take a full run through them. Take enemy fire and still try to address the threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition.
Okay. But again, none of this is going on. We're going under global treaties. Our borders are wide open. We're living in a globalist dictatorship. We're smart enough to try to politically take the country back. We're gearing up to defend ourselves as the military trains to attack us. We need to get the police to understand to protect themselves. They need to say no to this narrative and not have the Civil War.
On the march, the Empire.
We're going to come back with the Marine footage.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I want to just say something here. It was March 20th, 5-6 weeks ago, that Joe Biggs came into the studio about 30 minutes before I got him on air and said, "We've confirmed these Jade Helm documents. I've talked to my Army buddies the last few days. You've been working on the story, hadn't told me about it yet. This doesn't look like any training drill we've seen before. It's definitely for domestic operations." And I said, "Well, I believe you. I'm an expert on these domestic operations. You're an expert on the Army, being a retired staff sergeant with tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. You have these sources. But let's not say that we're sure it looks like it's domestic. Let's just say it should be investigated." He comes in. We talk for 10 minutes. DrudgeReport.com links to it in like an hour. The Army comes out and says, "This drill isn't even real. It's probably fake documents.
Yeah, where do these documents even come from?
Yeah. So at first, you know, we're making stuff up.
Yeah, exactly.
First, it just doesn't exist. Then they come out 2 days later, we hate the military.
Yeah.
And they have all these new lies.
And then I'm a supposed veteran.
That's right. Even though you've been in the Army time with a bunch of articles.
Yeah.
So all of this psyop goes on. We're going, whoa, we hit on something big here. Why are they freaking out? We cover military drills all the time. Every week there's some new footage of the Army, the Marines, the National Guard training to take on veterans, gun owners. There's new footage today. I shot footage in 99 when Clinton had this going on. But it was much lower level, much rarer.
Yeah.
Now it's ramped up 10, 20, 30 times. I mean, it's just exponential. And we're going to play that old footage and the new footage coming up here in a moment that we haven't gotten to yet. Again, for radio listeners, you can see the video at InfoWars.com. We have it posted, red-linked video, Marines practice subduing citizens inside internment camp. Again, InfoWars.com for war on, for your mind. Now, expanding on that situation, Joe has been working since yesterday and came in. He said, hey, I know you want me on about my interchanges with Eric Bolling, who came out a few months ago and said we need militarized police. In a Fox clip we played, not satire, Fox calls for over-militarized police. That was in January.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he wants to meet me in a parking lot. He's saying we're full of it. I was just going to, he goes, I don't really want to get into that. What you need to know is I'm working on a story. I've gotten the guy's military ID. I've gotten photos. I'm getting authorization to post all this, not his ID, but the other intel. We're double-checking to make sure none of it's classified because, I mean, even if it's unconstitutional what they're doing, classified stuff, they'll try to throw you in jail. And sometimes we go ahead and put that out, even though they could come after us, because we morally know that it'll make them look so bad to come after us that we may just want to force that issue.
Yeah, exactly.
But Joe has major breaking news on Jade Helm. Now, we've dug up that mastering the human domain goes to these major training operations that are joint forces to dominate America, but the rest of the world, to run human operations and learn how to take over local government and to, quote, stabilize it. We have all these new documents coming out we covered yesterday that I'm going to go over where they admit that this is about domestic operations, and the commander of it has been the one for NORTHCOM, not just SOUTHCOM and CENTCOM, preparing for stabilization of the country. They don't call it martial law. So there's this massive exponential ramping up. Then we get him saying in earlier speeches, this Meade character that's running it all, the civilian, that the colonels and people take orders from publicly, they turn to ask how high they should jump. He says, yeah, we're going to be doing suspicious things on the street out of uniform. Then they come to Bastrop a month later and say, no, we're not.
Exactly.
We never said that. You're a conspiracy theorist.
And it's right there in the slides that they denied and then had to come back and say, well, yes, these are, in fact, the slides.
So we have this exactly. I'm going to give you the floor in a moment. We have this whole background going on. And the media, 200 to 500 articles a day saying we're liars. I mean, I've never seen anything like this on any subject. I mean, this is a major global firestorm. It's all over the news worldwide. It's causing a debate about militarization of police. Why are troops on the street in England, in Europe, in Australia? This is a global gear up for something. World War III, financial collapse, nuclear terror, I don't know. But let me tell you, folks, it's like when Germany was lining up troops in 1939 on the Polish border, and the Poles kept saying they're getting ready to invade. Everybody's like, oh, no, they're not. Don't be conspiracy theorists. This is a major buildup. And in war, you look for truth movements. You look for what they're training to fight, because then you know what their mission is going to be. It's us, the American people. They train for how they're going to fight. Now, Joe comes in here with stuff even bigger than Marines practice subduing citizens inside internment camp. We're going to get to that in a moment. Joe has just bombshell info, former staff sergeant, U.S. Army. He vetted this guy that's currently in that's so freaked out, he's just considering walking off. And believe me, that's going to happen big time if they try this. Joe, there's a chance, even though this guy's real, that they could be trying to stir us up to hoax us so that then when they don't do it, it makes us look bad, but it doesn't matter. We help stop it. Or they could be testing, which they've done before, to see if the special forces will do this. We know they used live ammo in Miami years ago. That was in the Miami Herald. We know they used it in other cities, so it could just be that. But regardless, this fellow has never seen anything like this. Tell folks the information you've been documenting.
So yesterday, I'd say around 6 p.m. our time, Central Time, I got an email from an Oath Keeper that I know saying that, hey, man, this guy just came to me with some really scary information. I'm going to take screenshots of this stuff, send it to you. So he sends me this, you know, email, and I'm looking at him like, there's no way this can be true what I'm reading right now. We've got to vet this guy. Can you get him in contact with me and tell him I need a copy of his military ID so I can at least get that part going so I can make sure this guy is who he is? He tells me what his MOS is. It's a 15 Sierra. That's a OH-58 repair, and that is a Kiowa helicopter that we use in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's a little small bird. We call them little birds. It just holds two guys. And he gets me the ID to him. I'm like, all right. And I ask him a few questions. It seems legit. And what he's telling me is that he is so freaked out because what they're doing, he said they were loading live ammunition on these Kiowa helicopters, and these are going to be specifically used for Jade Helm.
And they're already loading them.
Yes. And like I said, I didn't go to this guy. I didn't seek this person out. This person reached out, and I was put in contact with him. And I'm currently vetting and trying to find out more information if I can get some pictures and video to go along with this. So
you did get a photo, though, of
the... I've got the photo of his ID, his military ID.
And a helicopter.
And a helicopter, yeah. So
now, for those who don't know, that's another helicopter they're trying to get out of the military that Special Forces says is the best.
That's phenomenal.
They're also trying to kill the Warthog that is the best. Describe the battles you've been in with these weapon systems, what they do, close air support, and then what this signifies.
Yeah, when I was at BSP-7, it's a little border security point area on the border of Pakistan. And it's the main supply route for the Taliban. They would come in and out through there. We would set up ambushes. We were 20-plus miles away from any kind of convoy support whatsoever. So we, you know, mainly had to rely on these Kiowa helicopters to fly in really quick. They're small. They're maneuverable. They shoot 50-caliber ammunition, Hellfire missiles. And then also the Warthogs as well. We had to wait on them to get in the racetrack where they spin around above you. You can hear them going, you know, overhead. And then they drop in and do these gun runs. No problems whatsoever. Phenomenal aircraft, both the Kiowa and that. And for some reason, our military wants to get rid of those things and put in these more expensive jets that are failing and not, you know, working as well.
They want to have $100 million jets that are total pieces of junk. Because the military-industrial complex wants to make money.
Yeah.
But expanding on that, because all this is interconnected, what it signifies to have special forces regardless involved in, quote, blending in with the public, this is unprecedented. As Congressman Gohmert said, he was an Army veteran himself, an officer, he's never seen a training drill or a preparation, and Congress goes over this stuff, where they are pointing out the American people, where they're saying the American people are the target, or where they call states hostile.
Yeah. I mean, I've been talking to a lot of different special forces soldiers over the past, you know, number of weeks, and every one of them has a different aspect on what's going on. A lot of them really understand what it is we're coming from. You know, when I tell them, hey, you have to look at the entire administration, how they've been treating veterans, what they've been doing, how they've been lying. They haven't been transparent like they said they would be. The spying, all that's going on. You have to understand how people have concerns and why they are not ready to jump into that mainstream narrative to just trust what the government's saying about Jade Helm. And then the fact, like we said before, we came out with the slides. I brought them to you on the show. We showed those slides on the show. And then 2 days later, Army Time comes out. They get a quote from some SOCOM guy saying, we don't know where these slides came from. So that's another lie. And then also, Jakari Jackson and I were in Bastrop for that meeting about Jade Helm, what was it, a few weeks ago. And Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria shows up, and one of the questions asked is, how did these landowners find out about this? How did you get in contact with these people? And Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria goes, well, the landowners came to us. They came to us, and they're not getting any kind of compensation whatsoever. So if we can we go to the footage real quick of that?
Sure, we've got that queued up. Let's go ahead and go to it.
Written question from downstairs. Why was Bastrop County fixed out of all the killings in Texas, and how does it affect the routine daily lives of our citizens?
So how counties were picked in Texas comes down to this. The land was volunteered by the private landowner. They came to us. Okay, they are not getting any reimbursement for volunteering their life. They believe in training America's special operations forces, not only in word but also in deed, and that's how these counties were picked.
Now, they went on to say, no one's being paid. Well, in the manual, it says they're paying. In other speeches, they said they were paying. And it's in mainstream news today, linked on Drudge. And I'm going to click on that link right now and show TV viewers, and I'll describe it for radio listeners, that they are paying them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's out of NewsWest 9. So that's out of Channel 9 TV. What's so frustrating is they just incessantly lie when the truth would serve them better. Because all they know is to deny everything we say.
Well, they're adding further speculation to this entire exercise. They keep trying to demonize us and say that we're completely wrong, yet they keep flip-flopping.
But you got called 2 days after we broke this in March from your old Army buddy getting in your face. He first emailed and you talked to him saying, yeah, I'm here at, Southcom. Or CENTCOM, and we're here at Special Operations, and yes, this is a PSYOP, now stay out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the exact words?
He said, hey man, why are you guys messing with this? Leave it alone, it's just a PSYOP.
And he was calling you, what, out of Special Forces?
He was out of Tampa at Eglin.
Yeah.
Or at wherever Eglin is, I can't think right now off the top of my head, but that's where they're the main SOCOM, that's where they run a lot of the operations from. That's where the Jane Helm will be operated out of, too, as well, where that'll be ran as well.
And he admitted it was a PSYOP, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he said, why are you even worried about it? He said, that it's a PSYOP. He's like, just leave it alone. Let's do our
job. He was acting like we thought it was a real invasion. No, it's a PSYOP to condition us. That's what we said. Yes, we know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what people don't understand is the fact that seeing this out here gets, it just puts off the wrong idea. I mean, even this guy, he probably doesn't even know what InfoWars is. He's just a regular homeowner saying, hey, I'm not going to accept any amount of money where I have to surrender my home to troops. I support our troops, but when they're trying to take over our civilians, that ain't cool. I mean, when I was in Bastrop with Jakar, there was a lot of people who had no idea what InfoWars was, and that's what the mainstream narrative keeps being pushed is that by Fox, CNN, that InfoWars is the only people that look at this and see this as something wrong.
No, we're concerned. Gohmert's concerned. Paul's concerned. Cruz is concerned. Abbott's concerned. The president dissolved the borders last year.
Yeah.
The president's shutting off the power plant.
And now
the president's threatening to shut down our trade without Congress. I mean, it's out of control.
And DHS was caught in off the California border today, busting Somalians.
Illegally.
Yeah.
And you guys caught them at the border, Jakari and Adan Salazar, shipping the illegals in.
Yeah, that
illegally.
Kit and Jakari, yeah.
Yeah, Kit and Jakari. Because they were all down there. I just can't even. It's just getting Twilight Zone, man.
Exactly. I mean, every other day, it's something that's just mind-blowing.
Let me ask you this question. Why do you think, we're going to see the new Marine video, why do you think they're freaking out so bad?
Well, I mean, this is what I always say. If someone calls me something, calls me a name, and it's not true, I mean, I'm not going to get mad. But if someone says something that really strikes me, that's when I kind of bite back. And I think we've struck a nerve with these people. I think they know that we're on to something. Like you said, we talk about tons of military exercises every day. But this one is the one that they're hitting us hard on. That means there's something going on. I don't think it's wrong for any American citizen out there to question the government and to find out what's going on. And quite, you know, it adds further speculation. Every time we go and ask them questions, they deny it. Then they say, oh, it's true. Then they deny it. Then
there's Jade Helm-like training in South Carolina and Nevada. Yesterday at South Carolina, with the police doing no-knock raids, drills, and then now we've got this footage. Let's start rolling some of this footage shot with U.S. Marines from the 1st Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment. Took place April 18th in Yuma. This just now got released by them. And revolved around assault support tactics training. The drill was part of standardized tactical training and certification of a unit instructor qualifications to support Marine aviation training and readiness, according to the description accompanying the video. In plain English, the exercise was about subduing, arresting, and incarcerating irate citizens during a martial law scenario. Here it is. These are Americans. Again, narrate this for radio listeners. It's got tactical teams tackling folks. It's got people practicing running away from them. It's basically riot control, subduing people, just like the Miami footages of them, no-knock raids. dragging role players out in the middle of the night.
And they're being very rough, too. I mean, they're throwing them to the ground and just manhandling them.
And then the response by the Fox News reporter tweeting at us, Eric Bowling, is, this isn't training for civil unrest. It's for fighting terrorists. No, it's not.
He said domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
Homegrown, that's what it is, homegrown.
Which we're told the number one enemy is the veterans. So they're, of course, these guys are military mainly and some role players they've hired. But then we're able to get the video and the audio, which we played earlier, they're saying, I'm sovereign citizens, I'm Tea Party. And when we come back from break, we have a couple-minute clip from Police State 2000 shot in Operation Urban Warrior, where I witnessed troops from five countries training to take on Americans. And we have video where they say, where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the gun and the helmet? Screaming, I'm an American, I have rights, you can't put me in a camp. I mean, I have the audio. And when the Marines found out I had this, they flipped out.
Yeah.
And a lot of bad stuff then started happening after that point. And then later I learned that I was under surveillance the entire time by Navy SEALs. And they knew full well all I was doing was out there covering.
But we're wrong for questioning all this stuff. Meanwhile, there's Chicago black sites detaining people.
That just had to settle multi-million-dollar lawsuits.
Yeah. But we're crazy to question all this.
And then at every major event, G20, you name it, they snatch and grab people off the street in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Black vans pull up and they just disappear people. But everything's okay. The president just dissolved the border. It's okay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
You're a pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
next, and we've got special guests joining us on some big victories on the Monsanto GMO front. We're going to get into previous training that's going on, but I'm going to explain this. Then they spin it and go, this has been going on a long time. Yes, but it's exponentially ramping up. I would cover military police state stuff 18 years ago, real drills that happened. And I'd say, it didn't happen. Jones is insane. There were no Delta Force in Houston or San Antonio. I do interview the police chief saying, I told them not to do it, but they still did it, and they bribed the entire city government. And I told them no, and they brought me $200,000 in cash. I'm an Army combat veteran, Army intelligence. I'm not going to be part of this. I mean, I have the video. So they bought off most of the government. This is the same tactics that are used to take over a third world country like Iraq. I mean, you guys have the pallets of the billions, and that's how you stop the insurgents, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, but they're doing it here to preemptively take over, and this is being run by the CIA, basically. Before we get into this clip from 2 years ago, I mean, from 18 years ago, excuse me, last chance summer sale. We've launched a new sale, but it's only running into next week. Super Male Vitality, 20% off, and Super Female Vitality, 20% off, a giant savings. It's already discounted. Amazing concentrated herbs and compounds. You've heard the rave reviews, and your purchase supports the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. And Prostagard is so popular because people know how important saw palmetto is for the prostate and other issues that we're going to sell out by Monday probably. Which is a bummer because it'll take me months probably to get more. It's $19.95, should be $40 or more. I was getting some from a medical doctor that only had some of these ingredients. So Anthony and I said a year ago, let's just come out with our own. Souped up the very best stuff out there. Prostagard from InfoWarsLife.com, $19.95, 10 ingredients known to turbocharge, not just the prostate, but the whole deal, and it goes with the Super Male Vitality like a horse and carriage, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, or like you know, Sunday night in a football game. I mean, it just works. And InfoWarsLife.com, your purchase funds the whole operation. So I want to salute you and thank you for your help. Now, here's footage from Operation Urban Warrior, just part of the two-hour film Police 2000, where the Marines trained to gun confiscate in California in 1999 under Hare Clinton. Here it is.
I need to get to the town mayor. She's in a meeting.
Okay, let's go and bring those two in.
You need an escort for
that?
Yeah, we're going to get paid.
Thank you.
We need to get paid.
We're going to get paid.
Let us out there, sorry.
Situation's going good with the disarmament and things?
Oh, yeah.
Because we saw them over there disarming people. Is that what the exercise is?
Yeah, exercise now, yeah.
Fantastic. Where are you from, sir?
Well, all that.
Oh, okay.
From the best police.
Fantastic.
This is a practicing going door to door. There's gun confiscation. It's a 2 hour film. No, you have them admitting it's for America, and then CNN going for Macedonian training. Of course, it's all dual training, Joe. 20 seconds. What do you think of this?
It's crazy, like you said, this is all incrementally happening over time. It was slower, and now it's starting to ramp up more and more.
I want to get more of your take in 70 seconds. Hour 2 coming up with Joe Biggs. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's ramping up. We're finding out why.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller.
This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.